So I want to speak about Pentecost, the great holiday of Pentecost. And of course, Pentecost is the Christian holiday. And you know when it started, Pentecost? Come on, you know it. Millions of Christians, they are celebrating the Pentecost without any idea about this, the roots of the Pentecost. Actually, Pentecost in the scriptures is the name of the great and old Jewish holiday, biblical holiday. And the name of this holiday is Shavuot. So this is why we start our service with the words Hag Shavuot Sameach, Happy Shavuot. So this is the great Jewish biblical holiday. We came found it in Leviticus chapter 23. It speaks about Shavuot there. This is the exactly 49 days after the second day of Pesach, Passover. So this is the great holiday. And I want to talk about Shavuot and about the meaning of the Shavuot, about the meaning of Pentecost, about the root and heart of this biblical holiday. And if you are a believer in Jesus and Yeshua, if you're a Christian, I believe it's so important for you to know about the roots of faith, to know Yeshua's real name, let's say this way, because he's Yeshua. His mother called him Yeshua. Yeshua. And if you would call him Jesus, probably he would not answer you in that moment. It's not bad, but I mean, I want to show you the roots. Also, if you are Jew and you don't believe in Yeshua, I want to let you know about the great prophetical meaning of the Shavuot and how it's happened in our time. What is it for us today? So Shavuot begins on the 6th and 7th day of the month of Sivan. This is 49 days, 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach. And this is one of the three greatest feasts of Israel, Shalosh Regalim. It means major holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, and third holiday, do you remember what his name? Sukkot. Let's say together, Sukkot. Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles in Christian language. So this is three major feasts in the Jewish tradition and also in the biblical point of view. The Lord commanded us to celebrate these three holidays forever. So this, I not call these holidays Jewish holidays, I call it biblical holidays. Because it's not only for the Jewish people, but I believe it has great meaning for all the nations of this world. And if you're a believer, it's great to know him, know it. So, the holiday of Shavuot, this holiday has five names. If you will ever heard one of the five, you will know for what holiday it is. First, Shavuot, let's say together, Shavuot. It means weeks. 7 weeks, Shavuot, from the word seven. Second name of this holiday, it's Hakakatsir. It means festival of harvest. This is festival of new fruits. Agricultural festival, agricultural feast. Next name, it's Hag Abikurim, festival of the first fruits. This is the cycle of harvest in Israel. Next meaning of the holiday, it means Zman Matan Torateinu, and means feast of the giving of the Torah. Because Jewish people there, we are celebrating the giving of the Torah exactly on Shavuot. And also one of the name of Shavuot, it's Atzeret. Simply it means assembly, gathering together. So because it was the commandments to come together on Shavuot, the name of the Shavuot, assembly, gathering together. So what is the meanings of the Shavuot? I want to show three meanings. First meaning, this is the annual agricultural cycle in the ancient Israel. This is the first meaning of Shavuot, cycle of agricultural. Second spiritual meaning of Shavuot is the giving of the Torah on the Mount of Sinai. This is the second spiritual meaning. And according to the Torah, these two meanings has the one meaning. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 22, it says here, God's firstborn, the first harvest, dedicated to the Lord, the servants of God to the nation. Let's say together, servants of God to the nation. And this is the goal and purpose for the Jewish people, to be the servants of God to whom? To the nations. When I read it, I remembered modern Judaism. It's not many synagogues are receiving people from other nations in these days. But it was not purpose of the Lord. Because purpose of the Jewish people is to go to the nations, to be light to the nations. Servants of God, for what purpose? To the nations. When I'm thinking about it, it's the same idea in Brit Hadasha, New Covenant. Yeshua told to us, to Talmidim, go and make disciples to me. Go. You're a believer, it's nice, it's beautiful. You're beautiful believers. But it's not only about your pretty and beautiful man of God. It's all about your going and to bring in the fruits. This is the meaning of your faith. This is the meaning of my faith. Make disciples, teach people, speak about the love of the Lord to others. So this is the same meaning Israel. And third meaning, this is the prophetical meaning. And also I want to say, when you will read the Leviticus chapter 23, you will see that high priest brings two breads in front of the Lord. And prophetical meanings, it's one bread for the Jewish people, one of the prophetical meanings, and other bread for the nations of the world before the Lord. So also, prophetical meaning of the Shavuot, we can find in the Haftorah, Micha chapter 4. Please, can you open with me and look with me? This is the prophetical meaning of the Shavuot in the Tanakh, in the Jewish scriptures. From the verse 2nd verse, Micha chapter 4. Then many nations will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Adonai, to the house of the God of Jacob. I want to ask you, where is this mountain? Who knows where? What do you think, in Jacksonville? It's hard to find mountain in Jacksonville. Where is this mountain? We will find it a little bit later here. Then he will direct us in his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For Torah will go forth from Zion. Let's say together, Zion. So he speaks about the mount of Zion here. And the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. Prophetical picture for us, because we know that Torah came to Sinai. But the Lord promised that Torah will come from Zion. It was prophetical meaning about future event. And when it's happened? In Jerusalem, 2,000 years ago, when the first believers, first Messianic congregation, gathered together, worshiped the Lord, the living Torah, Ruach HaKodesh, Spirit of the Lord, poured upon the first Talmidim of Yeshua. And do you remember what's happened with them immediately? These people, 120 people, gathered together. And if you read the New Testament, Brit HaDashah, you can find it was a difficult time for them, because they came through the great trials in their life. They lost Messiah. He died. You remember Peter says, oh, I will go to fish. Who will go with me? But you know what's happened there? When Holy Spirit came upon them, they came with power of the Holy Spirit. They begin to proclaim the message of Messiah. And whole world today, everybody in this world already hearing the message about Yeshua. Nations know him as Jesus. But it's the same man, Yeshua of Nazareth. So, New Testament reveals us this meaning of Shavuot. It was the immersion of the disciples, Talmidim Yeshua, in the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and spreading the good news across the world. This is the meaning, prophetical meaning of Shavuot, or Pentecost, let's say this way. And I want to read from Acts chapter 2, from verse 1. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. And, you know, this is already a miracle. 120 Jews in one place, in agreement. You know this, probably saying, two Jews, three opinions. But it was a miracle, because they were obeyed to the Lord. They were obedient to Him. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. Great moment. Immersion in the Holy Spirit. They received supernatural power from the Lord, and they begin to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's a special moment. He empowered them with His power and His ability to spread the good news across the world. I noticed something. You can say 1,000 words and no effect. But if the Holy Spirit touched somebody's heart, even one word could be a powerful word for a person. Amen. It's very interesting when the Holy Spirit begins to move and touches our hearts. Something happens inside of us. Something happens. And I can tell you, He is here today. So, because He promised, when two or three of us gather together, He is with us. So wait from Him. Wait upon the Lord. We sing the song. And also, interesting fact here. If you read the place where Jewish people received the Torah on Sinai, you will find there that 3,000 people was killed because of their disobedience to the Lord. 3,000 people died there because of the stolen hearts. And if you read carefully Acts chapter 2, you will find that 3,000 people received the Lord in this day. They get saved, the same amount of the people. So the Lord showing us something very special, prophetical, that we can't be saved by our deeds and by the stones, commandments, but only through the Holy Spirit, His power, His life inside of us can resurrect our souls from the death to life. It's a very great message about it. So, when Holy Spirit came, God's commandments written on people's hearts in fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 31. And when I speak to the Jewish people, I begin to read from Jeremiah 31. And if I don't say this is from the Tanakh, usually people tell me that, don't read New Testament for me. But this is in Jeremiah chapter 31. From verse 30. Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Adonai. Let's say it is a declaration of Adonai. It's not from Jeremiah. It's not from New Testament. This is the from the Lord. Declaration of Adonai. It's very powerful, very simple. When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And I want to tell you something very important. First covenant, if you read the Paul's message to Romans, you can find there, first to the Jewish people, first to the Israel. This covenant made with Israel. And this covenant includes all the nations from all the tribes in this world. But first of all, this covenant made with Israel. New covenant. Covenant of faith. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. It is a declaration of Adonai. Second time the Lord telling to whole Israel, I will make the new covenant not because of you, not because of your obedience or abilities. You disobedient to me. You don't have abilities to do. This is why 3,000 people died in the presence of the Lord, because of disobedience. But I will make my covenant with you because I decided. And I will include you in my covenant. And I will do it by my power. We can read it later. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Adonai, third time. It is a declaration of Adonai. I will put my Torah within them. Living Torah, Holy Spirit, who came upon first Talmidim in Jerusalem. It was like a resurrection for them. Can you imagine? Fearful, in the darkness, without Messiah. And something happened. Power from the Holy Spirit came upon them. And living Torah inside of them. It's strong. I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And this is very special because the Lord promising to Israel, and they were already His nation. But this is revelation here. He speaks to us. Until you will come to me, you are not my. Until you will receive the Torah inside of your hearts, you are not mine. This speaks about life from the dead. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This when Nicodemus speaks to Yeshua. And he told him, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. And Nicodemus, teacher of Israel, he asked the question, how? Should I go to mother womb again? Can you imagine this picture? And it was serious discussion. It was not joking. They not joke with each other. Nicodemus was very serious with Yeshua. I want to be born again. How? And Yeshua appointed him on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, He's breathing. He is life. He wants to be in you. This is revelation from the Lord. And we need to be in the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We can't live without the Holy Spirit. And we can't be believers. And I believe the main calling of Messianic movement is to be the servants of the living God to all nations. First of all, to our nation, to Israel, and to all the nations of the world. And I want to tell you something very important. Messianic movement, it's young movement because first Messianic congregation started in late 18th. But we are the oldest movement in the world because we started, you know when? You can read the scriptures, you will find the answer for you. I don't want to say anything, but first congregation was Messianic congregation in Jerusalem. What do you think? Or Baptist? Why are you laughing? Something wrong? No. Or Pentecost? Or Charismatic? Or what? Christianity has the Jewish roots inside. And even though many, many believers even don't want to hear about it, this is the truth. What you will do with this truth? It can enrich your life. It can give you new life, new power, new understanding, fullness of understanding. And also for the Jewish people who rejecting the belief in Yeshua, faith in Yeshua will not make you Christian. You will remain a Jew who know yours, Messiah. So I want to read from John chapter 14, verse 16 and 18. This is the great promise from Yeshua about Holy Spirit, about coming of the Holy Spirit. And this is the very special moment because disciples, they were afraid to lose him, because he was their comforter. When they were needed healing, you know what happened? He prayed for them and they received. When they want to eat, he answered their request and give them food. It was always the same. Now he began to speak about his death and resurrection. He began to explain them about future. And sometimes, you remember, they disagreed with him in many, many places. They just says, Peter says, I will be with you until the end. I will fight for you. No. Let's try. Without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible. John chapter 14, Yohanan, verse 16 and 18. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so he may be with you forever. Forever. Yeshua was only 33 years on this earth, and he died and resurrected. But the Holy Spirit, more than 2,000 years with us. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. You will never be alone. You will never be orphan. Peter, who denied Yeshua three times, in the last days of his life, he received death for Yeshua with joy. If you know the history, you can read it there. Why? Because he received the Holy Spirit and he had personal fellowship with him. The Lord was real for him more than this life. Because Yeshua told us, I will be with you. And I want to show you a few words here. Because he abides with you and will be in you. During Yeshua's time, they felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. They saw the miracles. Why? Because Messiah with them. And Yeshua promised them, he is with you, but he will be in you. Let's say together, in me. And this is the mystery of scriptures. The living Lord, the Lord who creates everything, he decided to come as a Messiah and died for us. And this was the mystery for angels, for demons, for people. It was the mystery for people. It was promises in the scriptures, but it was the mystery. And when he died and resurrected and he goes to heaven, the Lord, in his forgiveness, in his mercy, decided to come and to live inside of people. This is the revelation of the scriptures. Unbelievable revelation of the scriptures. And I believe this revelation can give you our joy. Because you will never be alone. You can have fellowship with him. And this is the Shavuot, meaning of Shavuot. The Lord himself wants to live inside of you. He wants to live here in my heart, in your heart. He empowers us to be believer, to go in the Ruach HaKodesh, in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. He told us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he told to us and to his Talmidim, but you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, started from your own family. Usually I ask people who pretend to be believers, I ask them, are your wife knows that you're a believer or not? Because if no, who knows? Are you a believer or not? You can't be quiet. You can't be silent. You should be wise. And you should not press everybody else to be believers. But you can't hold it inside of you. This is the nature of God. He wants to speak about himself. To be my witness in Jerusalem, through all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And you know the word power in here, you will receive the power. In Greek it means dynamos. It means dynamite. You know this word, dynamite. Not diamond, dynamite, different words. Dynamite. What does it mean? Power of explosion. And also dynamos means ability to keep moving constantly, to go. Creator of the world wants to live in you by his Holy Spirit. This is something for us. A great gift from the Lord. Amen. And this reminds me of the words of Yeshua. He tells us in John chapter 15, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Let's say together, nothing. How much is it nothing? I'm sorry. How much is it nothing? I don't know in English. In Russian I know, but in English it's a very hard word for me. Nothing or everything. Also in Zechariah chapter 4, it says here, not by might nor by power, but by my ruach, my spirit, says Adonai Tzevaot. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. So they received the power of the Holy Spirit and to do the will of the Lord. And they spread the good news of salvation. They healed the sick and raised the dead. It was the glorious fulfillment of the prophecies. It's a powerful time, strong time. And first believers, 3,000 people, they were first fruits to the Lord. And this is why one of the meaning of Shavuot is first fruits. This is the beginnings of the first messianic congregation when Holy Spirit came upon believers. It was birthday party for the body of Messiah. So this is why I like this holiday so much, because this is, I feel myself like I'm birthday boy. Because we are body of Messiah. And on Shavuot, we receive the power to be the body of Messiah. It's beautiful. And also, we are the fruits of the first believers. We are the fruits of them. Because they received the power of the Holy Spirit. And we also need to have the power of the Holy Spirit. As I said before, we can speak 1,000 words, but without the Holy Spirit, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. I want to read a few verses, and it's only, as I was always saying, 2 hours, not more. From Acts chapter 1 and 2, I want to show how very simple steps how to be able to walk in the Holy Spirit, to be able to renew in the Holy Spirit. I want to look in the chapter Acts chapter 1 and 2. And I want to do very simple conclusions. And it's not everything. We can find many, many more things. But I choose for today only 3 steps, very simple steps. And you know, simple, it's not always bad. Do you know it or not? We're living in the very complicated times. Sometimes people does not interested in the simple things. They like to have something very complicated. And they think if it's complicated, it's truth. With the Lord is different. Yeshua, he came very simple way. He died. It was very simple for us, understandable for everyone, for wise people and for not so much wise people. Very understandable. The Lord came and died for us. He rose from the dead and he gave us Holy Spirit. Very simple message from the Lord. So chapter 1, Acts. Now while staying with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait. Let's say together, wait. For what the Father promised, which he said, you heard from me. For John or Yohanan immersed with water, but you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh for not many days from now. So he commanded them to be in Jerusalem, to not go anywhere, and to wait for promise from him. And it was exactly on Shavuot day where they received Holy Spirit. Chapter 2, from verse 2, this is how it's happened. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. I already told it's a miracle. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. Very simple steps, but very important. Do you remember what's happened next? When they received the Holy Spirit, they begin to proclaim the message of Yeshua. And some people believed them, and some people thought they're drunk. As usual, when you speak the message of the Lord, some people received, some people think you're drunk or you're strange, at least. So a few very simple things here. First, let's say together, wait. Wait. When I think about this word wait, I think about faith, trust. Keep in faith. Do not go anywhere. Wait. And also, when I think about the word wait, I think about zeal. It's not passive. It's not you just relax and do anything. Watch TV and lay down on the porch and count in birds or drink beer and wait something. It's not about the beer. It's about waiting in the Lord. It's about keeping faith. It's about going on. It's about being fire, being in love with the Lord. And it's not a simple thing. It's very complicated, but at the same time, it's simple. Do not lose your first love. Let's say together, do not lose your first love. Being fire, simple and important. They obey the words of Yeshua. They waited and waited and waited for 50 days. And you know, I believe always when we are waiting from the Lord, a lot of temptation around us. A lot of temptation. But everyone who was in this place, who were in this place, received the power of the Holy Spirit. Wait upon the Lord. Press upon the Lord. Be in fire for Him. Read the scriptures. Start to do something with the Lord inside of Him. Second, very simple but powerful also, they prayed together. And for me, it's very, very, very obvious. Do not neglect your prayer life. If we are believer, it's important for us. If you want to breathe, you breathe in. If you want to live as a believer, praying. And keep pressing prayer. And third, I already told you about it, they were together in unity. Miracle, but important for us. Do not neglect meetings. Be with people who serve and worship the Lord. Have the same goal with believers together. To press the Lord, to look for Him, to be obedient to Him, to fulfill the words of Yeshua, to press. And I believe, as a result, you will have always fresh water from the Holy Spirit and fresh wine. So I don't want to go too deep. Tomorrow I will go a little bit more about it. I just want to pray, to stop with prayer. If you are here and probably you heard everything already, it's not new message, it's very old Jewish message about Ruach HaKodesh, about Pentecost, as you say maybe in your life, about Shavuot, as we say as the Jewish people. It's very fresh and very simple, but it's for you. Just receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Wait for Him. Do not step out and step back from Him. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for wonderful evening, Lord, together. Thank you for Shavuot. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Lord, thank you for miracles. Lord, I ask, please, touch our hearts. Fill us with your presence, Lord. Help us to be filled with you, Lord. To go everywhere only with you. Thank you for Shavuot time, for reminding us every day. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand up. Let's close our service with our own benediction with a prayer. Please find somebody. Do not be alone. We are the family. Not be afraid. We are the family. So it looks like I'm alone. David, come to me, please. I don't want to be alone here. So let's pray together. Yeverechah Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Issa Adonai panavelecha ve'yasem lecha shalom. Thank you, our Father, for your face. Thank you for your love. Thank you for every day in your presence. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.